The Courtship by Catherine Coulter. To my very dear friend Martha Walker, who is finally home where she belongs, and you were our first birthday celebration in the Pink Palace. Catherine. 1. London, 1811, May 14, just before midnight. Lord Beecham stopped dead in his tracks. He turned around so quickly that he nearly tripped over a huge potted palm. He couldn't believe it. He had to be wrong. She couldn't have said that, could she? He looked for the woman he had just heard speaking. He potted two huge palm fronds and peered into the Sonderlings' library, a long narrow shelf-lined room just off the ballroom, where the library was filled with dark-bound tomes, cobwebs in gloomy corners, and just one small branch of candles casting shadows. The ballroom was overflowing with lit candles, plants, and at least 200 guests, all of them laughing, dancing, and drinking too much of the potent champagne punch. The woman he had heard before spoke again. He took a step closer to the dimly lit library. Her voice was rich, tantalizing, filled with laughter. "Really, Alexandra," she said, "doesn't just the simple thought of discipline, just hearing the word, saying it slowly to yourself, and letting it caress your tongue as you say it, doesn't it conjure up all sorts of delicious scenes of dominance? Can't you just see yourself? You are completely at the mercy of another. That person is in total control, and there is nothing you can do about anything. You know something is going